How about number 10, commission rule review?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, commission members, Secretary Hepler, John Kotelnik, staff attorney for Game Fish and Parks. I'm here today to talk a little bit about what you can expect to see in the next coming months. If you recall, we came, Kevin Roebling and I were up here sitting and talking with you in March, talking about a rules review. This was kind of sparked by legislation that was introduced by Representative Gosch, the past legislative session, that essentially wanted us to do this, but they wanted it dictated by statute to say, look through all of your rules, tell us, come back and tell us why they're relevant, which ones are redundant, and look for reductions and simplification where you can. So we worked with Representative Gosch and said, you know, we don't need a statute to do this. So, you know, we consistently do this as a practice, but, you know, to look at it more holistically, they thought, why not have the attorney do it, which may be good or bad, but we'll find out. So what I've been doing, in Andy Albin, with the help of Andy Albin, because he is a wealth of knowledge in terms of how these administrative rules interact with each other. He and I have been literally going page by page. This is just half of our rules. There's 707 pages of them. This is just half of them. So we've been going page by page and identifying areas where there's inconsistencies or ways to simplify. Some common examples are within parks. We consistently reference state parks, recreation areas, lakeside use areas, nature areas. And so it's just a long string. So things that we can do to simplify that are creating working definitions, the state park system. So just eliminating a lot of verbiage throughout our administrative rules, as well as just consolidating some of the ones that are more repetitive. So that's what Andy Albin and I have been doing. We just thought we'd give you a brief update to look forward to next commission meeting, where we will be bringing a rules package covering chapters 4101 through 4103. This is kind of at the request of Commissioner Sharp to kind of give you a heads up of what will be coming next commission meeting as a proposal, and then you'll take final action at the following meeting. So if you guys have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them, but that's just kind of an update and what you guys can look forward to.
Questions? Comments? Good.
Thanks.
Look forward to it.